Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabe from Blackside, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey guys, on today's episode of Talking Metal, we have an exclusive interview with Gabriel Garcia from Black Tide. I was a big fan of these guys. Their first record I thought was really, really good, kind of a throwback metal record, if you will. The latest record, Postmortem, is definitely a new and different sound for them. But right now, let's get into some classic, if you will, Black Tide, here on Talking Metal.
Thank you.
just heard was Gabriel Garcia and Black Tide off the Light From Above record. That song was called Warriors of Time. We're going to get into a little new music from Black Tide in just a second, and then into our exclusive interview with Gabriel from Black Tide. Like I said, their sound is definitely going a different direction on the new record. Get ready for Postmortem, the new release by Black Tide. This song we're about to hear is called Ashes, and it features Matt Tuck from Bullet for My Valentine. Hey guys, this is Mark from Talking Metal, and on the line we have Gabriel from Black Tide calling in. Gabriel, how are you today?
I'm great, man. Feeling great.
Cool. Well, the second album is now out. It's called Postmortem. I wanted to get into talking about this with you. It is definitely a different sound from Light From Above. Tell me how you think it differs from the last record.
Yeah, it's definitely different, man. It's just, you know, my voice changed. I mean, I was 14 when I made my first record, so, you know, my voice went through mad changes, and just everything we went through, you know, during those 4 years really inspired this new record. So as far as lyrics go, you know, I lived a lot more for this record. There's a lot more to say, to be said, to be heard. It's a lot, man. You know, we open up our minds and different influences. So yeah, we you know, just kind of have new influences that we added to.
And when you talk about new influences musically, who are you? Are you talking about specific bands that maybe you weren't listening to last time around?
I mean, there's so many bands, you know. Too many bands to mention.
Right, I gotcha. Cool. And I checked out the new music video, which I thought looked really cool. That is for the first single, That Fire. When did you guys shoot that music video? Is that a recent thing?
Yeah, I think we shot it about 2 months ago. Yeah, we shot it out in California. It was sick, though. It was mad fun. Just, yeah, it's our first single, so we're stoked on it, and it's doing great on radio. So just, it's cool to see that, you know, people are digging it, and that they're accepting this new record.
And is that something you're comfortable with, shooting music videos? I mean, it looked like a lot of fun. You were able to crawl into bed with three beautiful girls.
Yeah, I'm definitely comfortable with it, man. It's fun, you know. At first, it was just weird having all the big cameras around and whatnot. But it's funny, you know, like, for this new one, Fire and Walking Dead, and the two that we did, they have like, way smaller setups as far as cameras. Like, it's crazy these days. They're just, they have these amazing cameras that are not, they don't have to be big, you know. It was different than the first time around.
The opening cut off the album is Ashes, and that features Matt Tuck from Bullet for My Valentine. How do you guys know them? I think you did some touring with them, right?
Yeah, we've done a bunch of tours with them in the past, and it just so happens that we were on tour with them something like 8 months ago, 9 months ago, and we were already done with the record at that point. So we were playing them the new record, and Matt was just like, yo, I wish you guys would have hit me up to do some guest vocals on this, you know? I would have loved to do something like that. We were like, dude, make it happen. And we were 2 days away from a New York gig, which is where we recorded our record. So we just, called up our managers and called up our producers and just made it happen, man. And we're stoked with it.
Cool. Well, yeah, that track sounds great. Another track I really like a lot on the record is Let It Out. And after checking that out, the preview that they sent me of that, I also noticed online an acoustic version of it, which was pretty cool, and a completely, totally different vibe to it. Let's talk about that song first. Where did you guys do the acoustic version? Was that for a show somewhere?
We played the acoustic version for that at a Guitar Center session. We went in there and just did a couple of songs from the new record acoustically. That was a while ago for us, but it's something that we enjoy doing. You know, we enjoy playing acoustic sets like that and switching up the song, so it's been fun.
Cool. And what is that song actually about, Let It Out?
Let It Out is just, you know, it's really just what it says is just say what you got to say, you know, like don't ever hold back type of song, and that's really what it is.
Cool, I got you. And who does the most of the songwriting on the new record? Is it a collaborative effort, or are certain members doing the songwriting on their own?
I mean, I've always been the biggest part when it comes to that. But for this one, we try to really, you know, get together and come up with stuff, you know, at rehearsal and in the studio and whatnot. But I come up with most of the songs in my house, you know, or just acoustically, just... And then but I bring it to the guys to bring it to life.
Cool. And you mentioned a New York recording studio you guys were in. So you recorded it in New York City or New York State somewhere?
Yeah, we did. Most of the record was done in Queens,
oh, okay,
New York, cool. and then we did one track in California. But I mean, that's as far as what's on the record, you know. But we did so much writing for it. Like we did writing out here in Miami. We did in New York. We worked in Kansas. We even did some writing in California also. It was just a really long pre-production process, you know. But it only took us about 2 months to record the actual record.
And were you working with a certain producer in the studio?
Yeah, we worked with Josh Wilbur and Garth Richardson in New York, and worked with Dave Schiffman out in California. Also got in with hip-hop producer Jim Johnson and just tried a bunch of different things, man, just experimented so we can get the best record we could.
Cool. And what kind of guitars and amps are you using at this point?
For my live setup, I'm using I just got this new amp. It's called the Butcher. It's a PVM. So I'm playing that live for this upcoming tour. And on the record, we use the JSX, the PVJSX that we throughout the record, and then just do different amps on top of that. Which I think we had a Bogner in there. We had an Orange amp. A bunch of different stuff.
And do you usually go direct into the amp, or do you have like a pedal rig you go through?
I don't use a pedal rig. There was a couple things on the record, though. We used some of the programs they are on the computers and stuff to you know, have some pedal type effect. I don't know, like delays. We used a delay on Let It Out, I think. A couple different things, you know, we just mess around.
And... you know, the initial response from your fan base on the new record, how is that? Because obviously, like we mentioned earlier, the sound has definitely evolved. So are the fans coming with you to the new sound, or are you, I mean, you're obviously winning over new fans, but what about the old school Black Tide fans? Are they coming with you?
I I'd say it's like a 50-50. You know, I think 50% of them are coming along with this new record, and the other half are just not into it, you know. And we knew that was going to happen. We knew right off the bat that we were going to lose, you know, some fans that, were just into that first record. But like you said, man, we're creating a whole new army. So we believe in this record 100%, and we're ready to roll with it no matter what happens as far as our old fans.
And are you still doing songs from Light From Above in the set list when you're playing live?
Yeah, we do a couple of tracks from Light From Above. You know, the thing is, you know, it's been almost, it's like 4 years since I recorded that first record, man. And we just, you know, we're trying to just do this record. You know, this is the one we believe in right now, and this is what we really want to push. And yeah, we got to push it down people's throats. That's what we're going to do.
Cool. Absolutely. Okay. Two just kind of random questions before I let you go. Number one, you guys are still in Florida, or did you make a move to L.A.?
No, we all live in Florida still.
And
you know what? I'm going to live here my whole life, man. Miami's my spot.
Excellent. Cool. And, you know, the music industry obviously is always changing with technology, and there was a new program that was released here in the States, I guess about a month ago at this point, called Spotify. I was wondering if you've used Spotify. I know you listen to a lot of music, or just in general, what your thoughts are on Spotify.
I've never heard of Spotify.
You don't know it yet. Okay.
you can find anything on YouTube nowadays. You know, if I'm online, that's probably what I'm on. I'm on, either on Facebook or, you know, talking to fans or Twitter and whatnot, or YouTube, just checking different things out. But it's easy enough. You know, anything on the internet, man, you can find anything on there.
Right. Absolutely. All right. And so you mentioned the Facebook and the Twitter. What actually is the Twitter account people can reach you guys at?
You know, I know that. I mean, the Facebook is just Facebook, you know, / Black Tide.
Okay, and, cool.
I think that Twitter might be Black Tide also. I have my personal one, but it's like, it should be on our Black Tide one too. It's just a little complicated.
Okay, I got you. Cool. Well, Gabriel, if we could get a Talking Metal ID from you saying your name, your band, and you're listening to Talking Metal whenever you're ready.
All right. Yo, what's up? This is Gabe from Black Tide, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Excellent. Thanks so much, man. We wish you the best of luck with the new record.
Awesome. So much.
Okay. Bye. I tell you all the things you want to hear. You'll ramble on about how I'm mad. Fire! Still so blind. Thought I was yours, you must have gone and lost your mind. I took it all, there's nothing left. Now you're showing me where you're weakest. You're so nice. What you just heard was That Fire by Black Tide off the brand new record, Postmortem. It's in stores now. It is on iTunes now. It's on Spotify now, so go check it out. Give it a listen and let us know what you think, definitely. That was Gabriel sandwiched in between those two new Black Tide songs. That was Gabriel from Black Tide, an interview with him. Glad to talk with him. I know we had Zach from Black Tide on a few years back, so good to catch up with the Black Tide guys here on Talking Metal. John and I were both very sad to hear about Janie Lane, who passed away. And you know, it's the circumstances around the death, around his death, I find rather upsetting. You know, regardless of what you thought of the guy, or you know what his illness was with addiction, the guy was a human being, and the fact that you know you have people at the hotel calling 911 but refusing to go up to him and see if he has a pulse. And somebody leaving a note on him saying, "I am Janie Lane." It's kind of sad that this is how the guy's life came to an end. Obviously, a lot of scumbag people around him, and that definitely is not cool, and definitely sad to see him go in the way that he went. But we always have his music, and we definitely want to at some point dig into some of that 90s Warrant, which a lot of you guys, you know, mid-90s Warrant, which I remember quite well, and actually I liked quite a bit of it. But right now, let's get into a classic Warrant song. Let's do Uncle Tom's Cabin here on Talking Metal. That'll take us out. I'll be back, hopefully next episode, with John Astronomy, and we'll talk some more metal.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.